Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There was only one negative part of my Sunday as I was watching all the games and the different playoff seating and celebrating the Cowboys taking on San Francisco and the worst quarterback of the bunch. One guy had to rain on it. One guy had to be Mr. Negative, and that was Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Oh, wait, hold on. Because I know he's a Tolo and he was listening earlier. So let me go and get Michael Irvin's music, okay?
What?
What? I know I'm sexy. Yeah.
Why are you playing this?
Man, me and Michael were off air talking about Shawn Michaels and the good days of the WWE.
What are you? You're a booger eater too, like these guys?
I'm just a sexy.
Oh my God.
Sexy boy.
Stop. Stop it. Can we? You watch from Shawn Michaels? You know about this?
That's so good right there, man. That's so good. Hey, I don't know what these guys, they're like, listen, they're some of the best performers you ever wanted.
Oh.
That WWE stuff, they be so into it, man. And look at how big these guys have come. The Rock, all of these dudes, man. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Now, I was watching the other night, and I was listening to you guys earlier when I heard the music, and I was watching some wrestling show. I don't even know the three letters they call this one. Because they got all these people springing up their own little wrestling. I'm like, man, how is all of this fake stuff making so much money?
Wow.
It blows my mind.
He was probably watching AEW. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Good Lord. All right.
I wasn't even AEW.
NXT.
It wasn't NXT.
How do you know all these?
OPP.
Where are all these OPP. People coming from?
OPP. And it was some,
these were big dudes. You could tell they hadn't touched the weight, but they hadn't missed the plate. If you know what I mean. I would miss a plate. They would eat everything. I was like, wow.
All right. Now you're optimistic about everything every week. Don't worry. Don't stress. And now you're worried and stressed about San Francisco. Why aren't you thrilled with the first round matchup?
Since I've used the plate analogy, let me stay in this arena just for a moment. Why, when I prepared a perfect meal for you, do you not just swallow this meal? Why must you hold it and regurgitate it and then go find out other from other people? Oh, Michael prepared a perfect meal for you. See, you didn't believe me when I told you this was our worst matchup. Oh, you didn't think so. So you had to go and listen to others. Everybody says the same thing. It's our worst matchup. And as RJ showed you, and the numbers showed you, that's why the numbers are so close, and we're only there by three. Now, it's because of a couple things. Just a couple things. And RJ, I heard of the thing you did on the run win percentage teams. I mean, that's deep in the weeds right now, buddy.
Very deep in the weeds. I live in those weeds, Mike. Right. I got ticks everywhere. Right. I'm so deep in the weeds.
Right. And I'm glad somebody even brought it up. Like, okay, give me some of those teams. Oh, all the NFC East teams. John, right. With teams we will not see much of with maybe Philly. But yeah, man, listen, this is because of the way they run the football. In the way they will stick with the run. And no, we do not, absolutely do not have a coaching advantage. Absolutely not. You can just say it. No. I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, Kyle Shanahan is one of the best coaches, I think, in the NFL. And he knows how to design plays, and he will stick with that run. And I, as I said to you, Sean, he controls Jimmy G more than any other coach control their quarterback, so he can have a hand in Jimmy G not giving it and not turning the ball over as much as he can by calling run plays. And George Kittle and Deebo Samuel, I can't believe you guys don't know that Deebo Samuel is a receiver. Deebo Samuel was setting records this year. You know, I do a hit in San Francisco too every week. You know, with 95 the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. Deebo Samuel, I said to them back in week 4 or 5, something like that. If Kyle Shanahan wanted to, Deebo Samuel would be in the MVP conversation every year. This talent this dude is. This is the talent that he is. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. This year they're running him inside the tackles more, and he can catch it, and then he will run your butt over. This is a real, I am so worried about it. And George Kittle, who's been – they have the kind of players that you're going to have to put down. I mean, like rabbit dogs, you got to put them down. They ain't going to stop. They ain't going to quit. They going to keep fighting, and you got a battle on your hands. That's all I'm saying. You got a battle. So if we're worried about and thinking about, or if we want the Cowboys to go anywhere, oh, they got to put their foot in this first game right here, buddy, because they were not sweet by this one. I wanted one for them to get ready with. I thought Arizona would have been a gone-get-right game. You know, and even if D-Hop was coming back, he would just be coming back. He won't be right. They just played him. You saw how hard it is to win a game when you just beat a team. Alabama will tell you that. Mm. You just saw that. You know what I mean? I was like, man, we got this. We got this. And then we got this in France. So, yeah, I'm a little worried. Now it really leans on Dak. And get this, even if you go up 17, he's still not coming off that running game.
No.
Ask the Rams. They just did it and lost the game. So you got to be talking about going up 21-24-0 before you can put this thing in the Groff's hand and take it away from Kyle Shanahan. This is why I was worried.
Does a lot of this game, you know, I don't say a lot of it, but like if Trent Williams doesn't play or if he plays, is that sort of like the key factor for San Fran?
It could be a big factor, but you saw Trent on the sideline last week.
Yeah.
And that was against the all-star team of Von Miller and Aaron Donald, and they still got in, and you saw no drop-off. They still drove that ball when they needed to, and they made the plays. It went 80-something yards to score the game, went tying touchdown, and came back and put the thing away. And put it away with an interception. It was incidentally, and as I digress, isn't that incredible how we always fall back on the same mistakes? That's a word. You know, you know what I'm saying? That's a word I need to chew on my own stuff right there. As a matter of fact, that's what I was saying. But how, after all of that, Matt Stafford, we talked about, you fall right back on that same mistake throwing that interception at the end of the game to lose that game, man. But San Fran's going to be a tough out, guys. Just letting you know.
Michael Irvin right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, what are the nightmare matchups for them to deal with based upon their defense and dealing with the Cowboys? How do you see it for them and what they have to worry about?
Well, for us, what we have to do is no getting around this. This is one of the things I said it too, no getting around. All of this vacillating back and forth. Oh, good offense, not so good. I didn't struggle. He got a problem. Get it. No, you got to come out right now, and you better look like you look week one, week two,
yeah,
week three, week four, week five, and week six. You better look like you look early on in this season right now, or this game is going to be in, you're going to be in some trouble. Now, remember, I believe San Fran will come out. I believe they're going to come out and try to wear down our pass rushers. That's the last thing they want is fresh pass rushers. How do you think they're doing this? They are going to just lean heavy. If they get that ball first, if we win this toss and they defer, and we win the toss and we defer. Win the toss, we defer because we want to do the Tom Brady and the Bill Belichick at the end of the half and get it back at the beginning of the third.
Yeah.
My God, I guarantee you Kyle Shanahan takes this ball and runs this ball 19 times on a drive, on the first drive, to try to wear down this defensive line, even when they're rotating. He would just lean heavy to see what kind of man you are.
Mike, what do you think about the thought of physical versus finesse? Are the Cowboys, are they a finesse team? Is this a manhood being challenged game right here when everyone thinks the only way they can really beat you is pounding it right down your throat?
It's definitely a man checker. You know what I mean? This is a man checker. You got, because whatever it takes, and this is another reason I was talking about this, you're going to feel this game next week.
Mm-hmm.
This will be one of those games where you feel, and it will have an effect on what you do next week. So yeah, you got to worry about taking care of this game right now, but you're going to still feel it next week. And it is a man checker. And let me tell you why that's important for us. Because we sometimes, you know, we throw the ball all over the field and it looks great. And then, you know, we used to be a power run game.
Yeah.
We used to be a power run game and a power run team and a physical team. But you know, we're starting now. Let's get the ball more to Pollard. Let's do this. And let's hit outside more. And, you know, you guys have been singing this song for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and now other people see that. They say, oh, they're not the power run team that they start, that Zeke and Dak, when they started their career, that's what we were. That's what we were. When they started their career, oh, we'll power run you right now. Boy, hey, step up here, we'll power run you. Now that we've amalgamized and put in a good passing game, we're not necessarily that same power run game, and we will have to find both grooves to get by this team.
Michael, do players and coaches go into a game thinking, like, you know, we need a certain amount of, like, if this game only has, like, 8 possessions each, like, the Cowboys could be in trouble, right? But if it has 12, San Fran's really in trouble because that's more possessions that Dak has, the better offense, more possessions. Do players and coaches think like that, or is that not part of it?
Well, coaches, I'm sure, think like that. You know, players... Sometimes I don't know that we get in the weeds like that. I mean, you know, I may sit and have a conversation. I remember with Axe or Norv, conversations like that, but not player to player. You know, Norv may say, you know, Mike, I see this game now. We're going to have to start running this game. They can get to the passer. We want to wear them down. We want to wear those legs down before they hit Troy. So let's just. We're going to pound them a little bit early. I said, well, how much early? He said, just a little bit early. I said, why don't we just get me a couple of hitches out here then so you can get my, you know, keep my temperature right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we used to have these conversations. That's why all I do is come back and tell y'all the kind of conversations Norv and Action I used to have as we were breaking down how we approaching and attacking teams like right here. And I believe that's what San Fran is going to try to do to us. They're going to come out and try to take a little bit of that pass rush away by just straight leaning on our defensive line.
Are you making a pick yet?
I'm a diehard Dak Prescott fan, you know. And we walk and talk about all of the slumps and all of those things. And I love the ball thing. I told you guys how – they were just not in sync. And I don't know why and how you, Mari Cooper and Dak, get out of sync, you know. But I believe Dak's always over-delivered. He's never not over-delivered. When he was picked, he over-delivered. When he first got in the game, he over-delivered. And now he has this huge weight with this huge contract. And now right here is where everybody's waiting to justify all of that money right here. And I believe Dak will over-deliver again and find a way to get us this win. But it's going to be a tough, tough game. and is going to check the pants of every man on this field.
Michael Irvin, every single Wednesday. Hey, no.
I know I'm sexy.
Yeah. We'll be.
Let's drive.
Well, when they had that play, hey, listen, when I was just a kid and they came to Dillon High School up in that big gym, man, and they had that music playing when you were walking up to the gym and you were just a kid. And you know, we had us knuckle some big mouth Mickey beers before we went in there. You know, big mouth beers. They were called Big Mouth Mickey. The little beers. See, we had to snuggle a few of them. I don't know where they get them from. But yeah. That thing was real, boy. That thing was fun.
Enjoy, brother. We'll talk next week when they're on their way to Tampa. Trust me. Thank you, Mike.
I'll take that now.
There you go.
Hit me with a pyrotechnic, Troy. Come on.
We are right.
get this stuff out of here.
Oh, that's good
that
stuff.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
You know Michael has a pair of chaps. That he wears, like have Sean. Chaps,
yeah,
man.
He wore them to Jerry's media party. Those black jeans.
Oh, with the glitter on them.
Them glitter on them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.